As a major research institution, Arizona State University offers the most online bachelor's degree programs, along with world-class faculty and dedicated support. Discover why ASU is ranked number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Tap to learn more.
I always used to give Owen Sheehan a good bit of grief for his power rankings. They aren't easy, Will.
As a group, as players, we have not done 1 minute of video analysis of any team this year.
The Club Championship Show. Subscribe to the GAA podcast feed on the OTB Sports app now.
OTB AM. With Gillette. Get into your flow with the new Gillette Labs Razor with exfoliating bar.
Good morning, Jess Kelly. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
You come laden down with gifts. For everybody watching, this is the start of our Christmas gift guide, specifically for the gamer in your life. Our gaming preview is brought to you this morning in partnership with Virgin Media. Bring your A game with 99.9% broadband reliability. You've got a lot of stuff.
Yes.
Where do we start?
We're going to start at the affordable end of the spectrum, because people think that buying something for a gamer has to be super expensive. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday about doing this, and he was saying one of the worst mistakes somebody can buy, or someone can do, is buy a gaming title for a gamer in their life. Because if they're a serious gamer, they either already have it, or there's a specific reason why they don't have it.
Yeah.
So last year, one of the biggest titles that was coming out was called Cyberpunk. This has been, you know, there was a huge lead up to it. It was the most anticipated game in such a long time. A huge amount of money and effort was pumped into it. And then when it came out, it was glitchy AF. And a lot of the gamers were so disappointed by it. All of the forums were taken over by people having a bitch and a moan, saying it was dreadful, saying it wasn't worth the hype. So I know a lot of gamers who really wanted the game but didn't want to have a bad experience with it, so have still yet to buy it. So if you're not sure what to buy for somebody, but you know the console they have, what I would recommend is getting them a streaming pass. So if you're not a gamer yourself, you may not know that there's been a huge shift in the recent years in terms of how games are sold. So before, you'd have to go to a store, get a physical copy, then you could download them. Now we have essentially the Netflix version of gaming. So Xbox has their Game Pass. The Game Pass Ultimate is a 3-month membership card. It's less than 40 quid, so it's $38.97 to be precise. You can buy it online. It's a digital download. And that will give the gamer access to hundreds of Xbox games, not only archive titles, but also if a new title comes out, very often they're available to stream on game day. So I think it's a really good present.
I'd say there's some amount of awkward conversations at Christmas morning. Ah, thanks, Minnie Mum. I have that game, though.
Yeah.
Parents don't have a clue, like. But this solves all that.
It gets much harder now, because you used to be able to just walk into the room and scan the games that they had, take a photograph of it, bring it to the shop and go, get me something other than this. Now, it's all online. You're like, oh, I have to log on and like check what.
It's very difficult.
This is the solution to that.
Exactly. PlayStation have a version as well. And if you don't want to spend, like if you have a KK, an Office KK, and you have a limit of, say, 15 quid, you can also get a 1 month membership. So if there's a gamer in the office, it's a really good solution just to try and tip the cap. You get them a nice gift. And as I said, they get like 100 games. So that's really good over the Christmas period.
Yeah, I know who you are. I pay attention to the fact that you're always locked in your room talking to some strangers
don't
on the
talk
internet.
To anyone. Yeah, exactly.
You've ignored me for the last 5 years. But I'm okay with that.
I love you still, yeah.
Just a public service announcement, right? Alexa automatically reports on all the permissions and notifications are switched on for Amazon shopping. So if you're buying a birthday present around this time for somebody, Alexa will start to pulse and go, oh, there's a little message there. Mm-hmm. And you go, what's the message? Like, oh, that thing that you just bought has now been shipped.
Does she say what it is?
I mean, your order from Amazon.
Okay.
No shame on her if she says what it is.
I mean, I thought the whole thing about Alexa was whatever you say, say nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's the most famous one. It's Jerry Adams in the IRA. I'm sorry, I can't answer that. You can answer about the stuff we just bought for someone's birthday.
But the only thing is, privacy and these devices don't go hand in hand, as I've been saying for about 75 years now. So, rookie mistake, kid.
You have to go in and switch off the shopping notifications on your Amazon Alexa app. Mm-hmm. So that otherwise, because it's automatically linked to your Amazon account, it's you know, it's great if you live alone, but if you happen to have busy ears, which everybody who knows what I'm talking about knows what I'm talking about here. It's big upcoming birthdays can be spoiled.
What's the safest way to do that? To search for, it's incognito browser, I guess, is the only.
Well, no, it's within the settings of the app. So when you're setting up any of these devices, so if you have a Google Home or if you have the Alexa, go into the app on the device and you can go into the settings and then tweak it. So a lot of these companies think they're being super helpful by giving you status updates
like,
the entire time. Just a quick note, if you have an iPhone, that happens as well. It doesn't broadcast it, but it does give you shipping notifications and status updates on your home screen. It'll pop up. So again, if anyone's birthday is coming up and they know how to read or recognise pictures on your home screen of your phone, just be a bit wary about that.
Yeah, so you need to find the one that says shopping and turn off everything, because there's about six different types of like, oh, we fulfilled the order. Congratulations, you've successfully done it. Anyway, sorry. Yes. We have Chris Doyle, our colleague, walked past and said it looks like Jess is being held hostage in a game shop.
I asked, am I in the bold corner? It feels like I'm in the bold corner with all my little toys. This is where they put me to be quiet.
So what's next?
Next up is for PC gamers. Again, it's quite difficult to know what accessories to get, but this bundle from Currys is great. We've got the four different bits here. So it's the Corsair 4-in-1 gaming bundle. You get a really good gaming mouse that is really high quality. It has pretty heavy-duty hardware within the mouse itself. It also has a keyboard, a specific gaming keyboard. The headset that comes with it is really good quality. So it's a stereo headset and it has the mic built in too. So if you are playing online against other people, the clarity is going to be great, but also you're getting the full impact of the sound too. And then it comes with a mouse mat. It's £120. It's a really good like little bundle. It's kind of four gifts in one for £120. And again, it's really good quality. It works with both Windows and Mac OS and it's available from Currys.
Okay. Do you have any strong view on the quality of the gaming experience on PC versus any of the consoles?
I think it completely depends on the game. I know that, you know, for those who kind of roll their eyes at the notion of gaming and think it's just kids and teenagers, it's not. This is a huge industry now and there are huge tournaments where millions of dollars are up for grabs in terms of prizes, and the PC gamers are incredibly intense and they train and there's stamina involved and, you know, they know when to pee and they know when to eat and they know what they have to eat to make sure that they have the dexterity to press the buttons and all the rest. So it's not kind of a like for like. I think you get different experiences if you're playing on the Switch versus the Xbox versus PC gaming. But I do know that if you are a PC gamer, the accessories that you use, like the gaming mouse that you use, is vital. Interesting fact for you, the most popular gaming mouse in the world was designed by an Irish company based in Bray.
All right.
There you go, little fact fan.
Random one for you. So I am intrigued by the whole Formula One game, you know, the gaming chair market.
Yeah.
Were you talking before about that? Like, I was very tempted to invest in a gaming chair, not least for the Formula One experience, but they're also good for working from home, I think I've heard you say before.
Well, so when we all started working from home, somebody that I live with, the only person that I live with, decided to buy a gaming chair that would act...
Fair play to him.
Like, absolute idiot. It broke, basically,
I'm
is
encouraging
the upshot.
This.
No.
Come on.
So he bought it because obviously he needed a good chair to work from home, but also he games a lot. However... although it was good and it was comfortable, after a little while, the back on it just didn't have the support, and then it kind of did that old office chair thing of creaking back after less than 12 months, which isn't ideal.
He was too busy leaning back. Oh, for God's sake!
Well, whether that was work or gaming, I can't confirm. But I would say if you're going to do it, I would invest. I wouldn't get the ones that are around €140. I think if you're going in, go all in and get the quality, because otherwise you'll end up buying twice.
On a cost per use basis, Shane, you can justify it.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Okay, so the Corsair 4-in-1 gaming bundle is second on our list. Third on our list is the screen beside you.
Yes, this is one that I absolutely love and I'm tempted to try and pinch it. It's the Huawei MateView SE. It's €130, which is a very good price. It's a 23.8-inch monitor from Huawei and it's adjustable. So not only can you adjust the height, but you can also flip it. You can flip the orientation. No, I'm not going to do it now in case it breaks. But depending on what game you're playing, or indeed if you're working from home and you want to have multiple monitors set up, you can flip it so that it goes from landscape to portrait, and it gives you that bit more immersive experience depending on the game that you're playing. Again, the quality is great. The colours are, like, everything sort of pops from this screen. There's multiple controls. You can add different ports. There's a two HDMI ports, sorry, on the back, and then just a neat little port for the cables to go in. So I really like this. And you can see it's not taking up a huge amount of desk space as well, because the stand is so narrow. So for £130, I think this one is great.
easier on the eyes too, Jess?
Yeah, 100%. Some of the screens are too glossy. There's slightly matte finish off this that just makes it a bit easier on the eye. But I think, again, it's a good... Using a traditional PC monitor for gaming doesn't offer the best experience, I would argue. The screen quality of this is class, so I really, really like it. And again, 130 quid.
Is there an alternative to just buy another TV? Is that...
Yeah.
I often wonder why you would get the specific of the monitor when a TV has the same functionality, or is there something specific about this that actually would stand out from, say... a TV?
So it depends on your gaming setup. So if you're a PC gamer, for example, you probably have a dedicated space and you may have, you know, certain space requirements or limitations in that field.
The stand was the first thing actually that made me, it's probably better than TV.
Yeah, I think it's a bit neater, and it also means then that you're not sort of overwhelming any one room. So if you are somebody who likes to game in the living room, for example, it's not cool, again, saying this to no one in particular, to dominate the entire TV with just a solo gaming experience. Maybe have a little monitor in the side of a room. It could be a nice alternative for everyone involved.
That's why you're stealing it.
Exactly. It's a gift for me and for them. So I think it depends. You know, the one thing that I've learned over the years is that, like, so I'm a casual gamer. I like dipping in and out. There are people who are so serious and specific about their setup when it comes to their gaming. So I know that a lot of people will have a preference in terms of their setup. They don't want it too clogged. They don't want just one big monitor. They might want two or three individual screens that they can hook up together so that you can have live chat in one area and then you can have your main game in another area. So it just comes down to personal preference.
Okay. So the bits that you do actually game on, you're a Switch fan?
I love the Nintendo Switch. Like, this is my most prized possession, like, out of everything. I take it everywhere with me, and I know I sound like a child, but I love it. So this is the Nintendo Switch Lite. It's €239. This is a little sister of the Switch family. So there's the standard Switch that came out a few years ago, then there's the Switch Lite, and more recently there was the OLED, which is the biggest one. So it has the biggest screen, the Joy-Cons, so the bits that have the controllers on the side come off. You can connect it to the TV, as is the case with the basic Switch, but not with the Switch Lite. So this is just a purely handheld console, kind of like one of the old school Game Boys. And it has a slightly smaller screen. Battery life on it is great. And the reason I love this is because of the games that are sort of within the Nintendo ecosystem, if you want. So all of the Mario games. I'm obsessed with Animal Crossing, which I know will lose me a lot of cool points if I had any at all.
Animal Crossing, basically... get an animal across the road and there's traffic.
No, it's more pathetic than that. There's less jeopardy than there is in that scenario. You basically are a little kind of avatar thing and you have to look after an island and you have to clean up leaves and you have to organise things and you have to make sure everyone's doing what they're meant to do. It's kind of like what I do in real life.
I was going to say, Marie Kondo, eat your heart out.
It's like Sims on an island, basically.
It kind of.
Except we're tidying up. Yeah.
Yeah, we're tidying up and we're following the rules because that's what we do. And I absolutely love it. If you have someone in your life who used to be a gamer and wants to go back to some of those old school Mario Kart games, the Switch Lite is a great way to go because... firstly, it's more widely available than some of the other consoles. It's more affordable. And also, it's small and compact. So again, you're not dominating the entire house with it. It's also great for younger gamers. So we had a question into the Pat Kenny show yesterday as, you know, is 7 too young to get my kid an Xbox? And I said, probably, yeah, just in terms of what's involved with it, but also the games. When it comes to the Switch Lite, you can get more educational games. You can get very basic games. And it's something that everybody in the house can kind of enjoy. So I'm a huge fan of the Switch Lite.
Do you know when you mentioned the Game Boy there, like, just got a wave of nostalgia?
Yeah.
But, like, you know the way everyone's going for the retro jerseys and the retro clothes and everything at the minute? Is there a push for retro games and gaming consoles as well, yeah?
Yeah, 100%. A few years ago, actually, we had, with Kenny in the studio, we had one of those, the original, a retro version of the original PlayStation, basically, that had some of those really, really retro.
Account, I think, was the...
Yeah, was that the one? And, like, it was just great fun. They're very, very affordable. I know 3.ie has a retro arcade Pac-Man machine that you can get for 60 quid. So stuff like that are definitely coming back. But you can also, with things like the Xbox Game Pass that I mentioned earlier on, and with the PlayStation version, you can also get access to a lot of those old games that you would have played back in the day, and you can now play it on the newer consoles. The one thing to note is that the majority of the games haven't been upgraded in terms of the quality, so you're still kind of getting that grainy, old-school feel to the game, but you're just now playing it on a newer console.
Would have been Tetris back in your day, Jerry, wouldn't?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember the original Atari.
Oof, Jesus.
Do you know what that is?
It's the Japanese game.
Cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Keep it general. Very general.
Jess, you're coming back? There's more of this?
Yeah, we will have more gifts pretty much every Wednesday for the next few weeks. So if you have anything in particular you're looking for or whatever, get in touch and we will dig it out for you.
And the best place to get in touch is Instagram?
Instagram at JessKellyNT.
All right, good stuff.
OTB AM. With Gillette. Get into your flow with the new Gillette Labs Razor with exfoliating bar.